Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalk. Matt, this is the Daily Juice, everybody. Welcome in on bettingpros.com, and we're always being brought to you by BetMGM. All right, last night was wild, and we're not done yet. At the time of taping here on a Tuesday night into a Wednesday morning, we do not know who won the election. But I want to take a second here at the top to talk a little bit about markets, because what happened last night was freaking unreal. And it's important to understand that there are certain people in the sports gambling world who are simply talking out of their bums when it comes to where markets are and what markets mean. It's incredible to me, and I'm going to leave this person nameless, but if you're following me on Twitter, at SportsTalkMatt, you know what I was talking about, and you know who I was talking to about what happened and what went on. And it is insane when you see somebody tweet out the following, okay? And this is what I lost it at this, okay? Make no mistake about it. The betting markets are way ahead of the news networks when it comes to predictive abilities on election day. That is insane and wrong, okay? Why is it wrong, Matt? Wait, here's the thing. When we started the coverage of the election last night, Joe Biden was about a 165 to minus 180 favorite to win the election, right? Most people, including people that I trust a lot that I talk to who have been knee-deep in this stuff for months, had it about minus 190 for Biden to win the presidency, right? So the coverage starts, and then Trump does well in Florida, and it looks like Trump's going to win Florida. Then Trump does well in Texas, and it looks like Trump's going to win Texas. Two states, by the way, that he had in his column the last time he won the presidency, but the blue wave wasn't going to happen. So what happens? Well, people around the world who are following the election coverage, they're following the news media, they get reactionary. And they start to freak out because guess what? That landslide that was being predicted by some people, that's not going to happen. So here comes the money. And the money starts to pour in and pour in and pour in all on Trump. There were books last night that got as high as minus 700. Do you understand how much money has to come in to move a market from minus 180 on one side to minus 700 on the other side? But here's the thing. Once it got that high, then everybody bet the other side. Because if you're smart and you realize I'm sitting on a Trump ticket for plus 200, whatever it might be, and Biden's now at plus 400, well, crap, I'm going to put 50 grand on Biden now. And now I have a guaranteed win. Remember hedging, what I talk about all the time? So now here at the time of taping, the odds are basically flat. It's like minus 115 to minus 105. They're both minus money now, both Biden and Trump here at the time of taping. By the time you listen to this, who the hell knows where the numbers are going to be? But Trump, according to Fox News, has won Arizona. Now, the White House is pushing back hard on that, saying no, no, no. But right now, Fox News is standing behind. He won Arizona. He's leading in Georgia. He potentially could win the state of Georgia, Biden I'm talking about now. And if that happens, now we're talking about multiple paths to victory for Joe Biden. Trump absolutely can win, right? But the people who are betting have absolutely no real information as to what's happening. They were reacting to the news media. They were reacting to the coverage on Fox News and MSNBC and CNN. Internationally, CNN as well, right? That's where they're watching all this, and then they're going to the offshores, and they're betting like crazy. They do not predict anything. They don't predict anything. So don't get caught. Okay, don't get caught thinking that things are going to be predictive. It's just not true. The same person on Twitter wrote, "Better bettors working the markets on election have both Trump and Biden locked in at plus prices, guaranteed a profit regardless of who wins, as long as somebody wins." That's what a market does. A market is telling you what's happening, where the money is going. It's not predicting anything. It's not predicting who's going to win the election. It's predicting the odds of which what side the money has come in on. The book's job is to set a line high enough for someone to come in and take the other side. That's the book's job to set a market. Okay, let's talk about the Jets and the Chiefs for a second. Okay, like last week, okay? The professionals were going to take the Jets at some price. It's the job of the books to set a market price high enough where the books could see money coming in from the professionals. That's what bookmaking is, guys. It's not about, you know, the public gets to benefit from the book versus the pro. That's the fight every week, okay? That is what happens every day, every bet that comes in, every line that is set. It's setting a number for where the professionals will come in and take it. When the books get in trouble, the pros and the Joes are on the same side. That's where the books don't like it. What the books want, they want the pros on one side and the Joes on the other, and they have equal money on both. That's what they want. Why? It's minus 110. They make a profit regardless of what happens in the game. They kick their heels up and they're all good, right? They win regardless. That's what a bookmaker does. So Jets and the Chiefs, right? They set the number at 20. It's bet up to 21. Then the pro money comes in and it's back down to 19.5 where it ultimately closed back up at 20. That's what a bookmaker's job is, okay? So the Biden versus Trump line, it's to set a number where Biden people will come in and say, okay, I want to take Biden, and on the other side, they're coming in and taking Trump. They'll adjust it based upon how the money came in. And guess what happened in the beginning part of the election coverage last night? All the money came in on Trump. All the money, a wave, a tsunami of money came in on Trump. Does that mean Trump's going to win? Ask yourself that question. Does a dude in his basement betting $500 online on an offshore app, does that mean that Trump is going to win? If it was the other way and Biden had won Florida, does that mean that Biden's going to win the election? I mean, maybe based upon his path to win the election, but it's not a guarantee. It's just the trend. So you're chasing steam, which is never good to do. So that idea that the markets are more predictive, they're way ahead of the networks, is nonsense, okay? It's straight nonsense. So do not listen to this stuff, guys. Betting markets are so incredibly volatile. They swing like crazy, as you saw last night, in what someday I'm guessing somebody will write a book about what it was like to be behind the counter of a sports book last night. When that money came in and what that line movement did. Trump started the night at about a plus 210 underdog. He got as high as minus 700. It came all the way back down to essentially a pick. Okay, that is a crazy swing. It predicted nothing. Literally nothing was predicted by the market in the sports betting market. So do not fall victim to that. Do not listen to that crap because it's wrong. And you can get caught. You can get caught because, oh my goodness gracious, everyone's betting on Trump. So here we go, right? It's a great lesson about markets. Markets don't predict anything. Markets just tell you where the money's going. That's it. This podcast is being brought to you by BetMGM. I've got one play for you, a Mac action teaser like we did yesterday. Got another two teams to talk about, but first and foremost for Thursday Night Football, let's get after it here with BetMGM and a chance for you guys to win $100 in free wagers on Thursday night between the San Francisco 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. It's easy. You download the BetMGM app. Go and get that application and use the promo code JUICE100. Bet $1 on either side. 49ers, Packers. Either side, $1. Money line either side. If a team scores a touchdown, you win $100 in free bets thanks to BetMGM. And listen up, Tennessee. You guys are now part of the party, which is really, really fun. I'll give a quick update, by the way, on states that passed some legalization stuff for sports gambling, which is really cool, but this is available in New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, West Virginia, and Tennessee coming up on Thursday night. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, West Virginia, and Tennessee. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All right, so here we are with MAC action. Boy, oh boy. Six games, right? So, again, we're having fun. We're trying to figure out what sides to be on, trying to figure out where we should play and how do we bet and blah, 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 right? So I'm trying to identify games that I can tease and games I can play around with. So we found a couple yesterday, the State of Michigan parlay. And so now I'm going with the Killer Bee parlay. Bowling Green is taking on Toledo. Toledo is a very, very good team, all right? This number has been climbing, and the total is high. 62.5. Toledo is favored by 23 points, okay? I got it at 23.5, and I'm going to tease it up, 6-point teaser, to 29.5. We're going to put a half a unit on this, half a unit on the other one, half a unit on this. 29.5 points. Look, we don't know what anybody's going to look like, but can Bowling Green cover a 29.5 point line? I'm going to say yes, okay? I'm going to say they can keep it within 30 points. Just lose it 59-20, okay? That's all I need a college football team to cover, okay? 29 points is 29 points. Toledo scored a ton of points last year. They destroyed everybody, okay? Is this dangerous? Yeah, maybe. Should I have gone the other way? I don't know, because I don't know what Bowling Green's going to look like. I don't know what Toledo's going to look like, for that matter. I don't know what any of these teams are going to look like. This is just a throw to the dart, close your eyes, and pray. I mean, you can look at quarterback play. You can look at how these teams are going to perform, how they have performed. But in all honesty, we have no idea what's going to happen. But I read a couple different things on Buffalo. And a lot of people like Buffalo to win the MAC this year. They're taking on Northern Illinois. The line is 13.5. Total is 52, okay? And there is an injury. Dylan McDuffie, one of their key running backs, is out of this game. Javion Tucker is out of this game for Northern Illinois. But Buffalo, one of the best teams last year against the spread, 7-2 against the spread last year. Their defense is always tremendous. They got a good quarterback, okay? So 13.5, I'm going to tease this down in case they don't click early to 7.5 against Northern Illinois, all right? And I'm going to take Buffalo -7.5, Bowling Green +29.5. I like that Buffalo team a lot. We might be betting on Buffalo a bit this year because by all expectations here, that people really like this team and they think they could wind up being the power here. But, you know, every year, Northern Illinois is always a tough team here. They're always a good team. So in case Northern Illinois can keep the game close, we're going to tease it down to 7.5. Buffalo -7.5. Bowling Green +29.5 is our pick for here today on a Wednesday. So that's my Killer Bee two-team parlay, or two-team teaser, rather, and my State of Michigan, Western Michigan -12, Eastern Michigan +12 for tonight. Six games. We got action on four of them for fun. I mean, why not? It's a crazy week. It's a crazy time. You know, is it the smartest way of going about it? No. But I don't want to have, you know, six games in place on six games in the MAC and, you know, watch me lose them all. So this is -105 on both these. Bet 100 to win 95, basically, on both these bets. So I think I said even money last night. That's not true. It's -105, so I apologize. -105 on both these bets for, so you win 95. It's like $95.47 or something for a $100 bet. On both these parlays. So half a unit on both. So it's $50, whatever. So whatever your half a unit is for these. So half a unit on the State of Michigan parlay, half of a unit on the Killer Bee parlay here for the MAC coming up on a Wednesday night. Now, somebody asked me to update the legal changes for sports gambling and gambling in general after last night. So quickly, I'm not an expert in this, and I'm going to do more stuff on my radio show. I got people coming on talking about it, but I know Maryland has legalized sports gambling. So if you're in Maryland, you're going to have sports gambling, which is gigantic. Nebraska looked like, and they were headed towards legalizing casinos in Nebraska, meaning the racetrack, which is, I forget the name of the racetrack. Is it Horseman's Park? I think it's Horseman's Park, it's called, in Omaha. They can build a casino there now. And people now can stop going over the river to Council Bluffs, Iowa, where all of the casinos are lined up. And all that money in Nebraska, really all the Omaha money, will stop leaving the state to go to Iowa and to go sports gamble in Iowa. So casinos being legal is the first step towards sports gambling being legal in Nebraska. So they're finally figuring it out. And the Ricketts family is building a sports book inside of the Wrigley Field. So for Pete Ricketts being the governor, yeah, you probably should not be a massive hypocrite and build a book inside of Wrigley Field and then not have it be legal in your state. So it looks like casinos are going to Nebraska. Looks like sports gambling could go to Nebraska. Looks like sports gambling and casinos could go to South Dakota. I think that bill also looks like it's going to pass. So I know you had Maryland, you had South Dakota, you had Nebraska. I think there was one other state that I'm forgetting that is going legal, but there were some pretty wild things that happened last night. Just New Jersey legalized recreational marijuana. Mississippi legalized medicinal marijuana. Oregon decriminalized all drugs. All drugs decriminalized in Oregon. So that was kind of wild. So there were some fun things, some interesting things that came out of the election yesterday for sure. But good news in the sports gambling front. It looks like we're going to have at least two more states, maybe more, to be legal. Maryland for sure. South Dakota looks like it's going. And then Nebraska may be on the track potentially to become legal for sports gambling. Oh, Louisiana. Forgot about that. That was the other one. Louisiana. Louisiana legalized. So they will have sports gambling coming up. First bet for the fall of 2021 in Louisiana. So there's the other state. Thank you, my brain. Just remembered. Louisiana legal for sports gambling. So good night on that front. Once again, our two teasers going tonight in MACtion, the MAC action. Western Michigan minus 12, Eastern Michigan plus 12, and then we're taking Buffalo minus 7.5 and Bowling Green plus 29.5 for two teasers, four games, six in total. Enjoy, have fun, watch them. I'll be on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. Hop in, let's chit chat, let's have some fun. I'm up, it's late. What will tomorrow bring? What will Wednesday bring? I do not know. But here's the thing. It's probably not going to bring the end to this election. We're probably a couple days away from that. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning it's the Daily Juice Podcast on bettingpros.com. Brought to you by BetMGM.